USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions running high in the capital city of Virginia as gun rights activists are holding a very large protest of a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations. They're sponsored by Democrats who now control that state's legislature, and they're backed by the state's Democratic governor. There were going to be counter demonstrations, but they've been canceled because of threats. This participant in the Second Amendment rally says,
"We're tired of being the victim. We're tired of being blamed for what other people are doing. 90% of us are law-abiding citizens. Virginia does not have a problem with mass shootings. They're very rare."
It's a Monday federal holiday as Americans reflect on the legacy of civil rights icon Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., assassinated in 1968. Most banks and post offices are closed. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In Kansas City, Missouri, last night, at least two people shot and killed and 15 others wounded outside of a bar. Police Captain Tim Hernandez calls it a chaotic scene when it happened.
There's a line to get in, and the suspect showed up and started shooting into the line of people. We don't know what precipitated all of that. We don't know if there was any specific person targeted or a disturbance yet. We're still investigating.
An armed security guard killed the gunman. Police still looking for a motive. They've not released the identities of those killed, nor the suspect. A new study finds that 9/11 first responders are at a greater risk now of developing leukemia. The study done by the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai finds those exposed to the toxins that were found at Ground Zero have a 41% higher risk of developing that blood cancer as compared to the general U.S. population. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declaring a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's big gun rally in Richmond, the state capital. In a conference, Governor Northam said he was hoping that the extra security measures will avoid a repeat of 2017's deadly protests in Charlottesville. That's when a counter-protester was killed by a car operated by a believed white supremacist. Gun activists are planning to protest concern about Democratic efforts to pass new gun control measures. Today is a federal holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many people are getting paid time off as nearly half of all American employers recognize the National Day of Service. Those getting time off are encouraged to celebrate the civil rights leader's life by volunteering in their community. And Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, the top movie in the box offices right now, as it earned $59 million in its first week in North America theaters. In second place, Doolittle, which made nearly $23 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada. And in the third place, was 1917, just over $22 million, rounding out this week's top five, Jumanji, The Next Level, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.